The children of migrant farm workers in the U.S. face special challenges when it comes to education. As their parents follow the harvest from state to state, many kids are forced to travel from school to school. Immokalee, Florida, is the largest center for migrant workers in the eastern United States. Educators there are trying some new tactics to make sure these children stay in school long enough to graduate. NPR's Larry Abramson has the first of two stories.
Immokalee means my home in the Seminole language, but this city in south central Florida looks more like a way station than a true home. There are rows and rows of dilapidated trailers for the families who live here part of the year, then move on in the spring to follow the agricultural harvest. So what's it like trying to get an education here? Juan Medina knows.
I'm a former migrant myself, so it took me about four different high schools by the time I would, you know, during my lifespan, you know, migrating from Texas to Georgia to Florida and being in different high schools. So I can sympathize and I understand the migrant life because I'm one of them, okay?
For years, Medina worked the fields with his family, planting onions in West Texas, picking tomatoes in Homestead, Florida. But today, Medina works for the Florida Department of Education, trying to help kids deal with the challenges of migrant life. As we drive around town in Medina's white van, this doesn't really look like a town of 20,000 people. There are few places to eat or hang out. But for Medina, this is a real home, something he barely had growing up.
I didn't have a dad growing up, okay? Had a father, left us. Had a stepfather, he also left us. So kind of a rough life.
Juan Medina's hair and mustache are still jet black, making him an awfully young-looking grandfather. He is a family man, and his family includes just about everyone in Immokalee.
Hola, señor Silva. Buenos días. ¿Cómo está? ¿Qué dice el tomate?
Medina pulls into Pinhooker's Market to show me how some of his kids have done. Medina oversees a summer program at the local high school for kids trying to catch up. Programs like these have helped some students stay in school. One young man in a white Immokalee High t-shirt comes up to the car.
David.
David, what's your last name?
Ayala.
Yeah. So you graduated?
Yeah, I graduated back in 2004.
Yeah.
Did Mr. Medina make sure you graduated?
Yeah. Back in my sophomore year, I wanted to drop out, but he was talking to me, encouraged me not to drop out, so I went and go ahead and graduate after all.
In fact, David Ayala was on his way to the airport, headed to classes at the University of Dallas. The produce market is piled high with humongous watermelons and other produce. They're beautiful, but they are also part of the temptation that pulls many kids out of school.
So how's business?
This is one of my young high school kids, okay? Started his own business.
We pull up next to a teenager with a big grin on his face. Francisco Parra never finished high school.
Why did you quit?
Work, farming. I wanted to work.
And help out his parents?
Yeah. I wanted to come up.
Juan Medina doesn't win over every kid here.
Buenos dias, ¿cómo está?
At our next stop, Medina introduces me to Florencia Ramos and her kids, third grader Fabian and his big brother, Efrain. Dad isn't home. He's up the road, as they say, picking watermelon in Georgia. And this year, the family couldn't come along.
Porque tiene un año y no puede pararse sola ni caminar.
Oh, she has a year old and she still can't stand up.
The daughter needs physical therapy. But the fact that the family has to stay home could be good for Efrain, a rising fifth grader with a big round face and a little tuft of hair in the front that he's carefully gelled into place into a cool little wave. Efrain's outgoing and smart, but his grades are all over the place.
A, B, C's, and F's.
And what?
What did you get an F in?
Language arts and social studies.
Efrain is sitting in the shade. Resting on his knees is a tool that Juan Medina hopes will keep him in school. It's a little laptop known as an XO. This durable little machine was designed by the One Laptop Per Child program, primarily with third world communities in mind. But thanks to a small pilot program in Immokalee, Efrain and 45 other kids have gotten their own laptops. It belongs to them, not to the school, not to mom and dad. Efrain has already created a little interactive story on it.
These are like sponges.
I'm sorry, and what is this?
A pineapple.
Oh, that's a pineapple. And so the sponges are trying to get inside the door of the pineapple?
So then they're trying to measure it like a permit, and they could fit in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's a little hard to explain. But basically, Efrain is already writing his own stories, and he's learning something about computer programming. But is that what low-income kids in this community really need? Teachers try to answer that question in tomorrow's story. Larry Abramson, NPR News.